Gimnasia verbal. Future continuous. Annie, you know how to form the present continuous. I'm sitting down, for example. I'm looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not listening to me. Well, the future continuous is just as easy. It's simply a question of forming the verb to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be, and then the gerund. I'll be sitting, I'll be going. For example, in 2 days' time, I'll be going to Italy.
Mm, qué yes, bien, I know.
Ya que hemos terminado el curso, muy bien, I'll be going to Italy. So we use the future continuous when we're talking about plans or things that we've already arranged, okay, mm-hmm. or for appointments. In actual fact, it's not an absolutely necessary tense to learn because there are other ways of expressing the same things. It's just something we say a lot. Okay, I'll be going. I'll be seeing him next week. So if you want me to tell him anything, okay,
mm-hmm. okay.
Of course, you can also say, I'll see him next week. So if you want to tell him anything, con lo cual, no es del todo imprescindible, pero bueno, es muy útil saber utilizarlo. Y además, dará un toque de autenticidad a tu inglés.
All
si
right.
lo empleas correctamente. Bien, let's have a look in the affirmative then. Saldremos para Munich mañana por la mañana.
We'll be leaving for Munich tomorrow morning.
Bien, es una cosa que ya tienes concertada, ¿no? Y por eso utilizas el futuro continuo, ¿ok? The next example. Hablaré con George en la reunión de mañana.
I'll be speaking to George at tomorrow's meeting.
Bien, I'll be speaking to George at tomorrow's meeting. Porque sabes que va a estar George y sabes que vas tú.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y ya quizás habéis hablado de la posibilidad de hablar del tema en cuestión.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ella llegará a las 6:45.
She'll be arriving at 5:45.
At 5:45, good, or at 5:45. Muy bien. Hablaré de eso en mi discurso del próximo martes.
I'll be talking about that in my speech next Tuesday.
Good, y lo que no se dice nunca es the next Tuesday, por supuesto.
Mm-hmm.
Muy bien, Annie. I'll be talking about that in my speech next Tuesday. Let's have a look at some examples now in the negative. Jack y Jill no vendrán al final. Tienen una firma de libros, que sería a book signing.
All right. Jack and Jill won't be coming in the end. They've got a book signing.
Good. Jack and Jill are actually two famous characters, dos personajes, from a nursery rhyme.
A what?
A nursery rhyme. A nursery rhyme is un pequeño cuento de niños. Okay?
Ah, okay.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Y por eso van a firmar sus libros. Annie, cambiamos.
No anunciaremos los resultados hasta el viernes de la semana que viene.
We won't be announcing the results until Friday week. Friday week is a good way of saying el viernes de la semana que viene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Monday week, no este lunes, sino el siguiente. Wednesday week, no este miércoles, sino el siguiente.
Okay.
Okay, let's have a look at two examples now in the interrogative. ¿Vendrás al lanzamiento del libro?
Will you be coming to the book launch?
The book launch, la comida del libro o del lanzamiento?
Launch.
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 Eso es, dilo otra vez.
Will you be coming to the book launch?
Launch.
Launch.
Go on, one more time.
Will you be coming to the book launch?
Mucho mejor. Okay, ¿cuánto tiempo se quedará usted?
How long will you be staying for?
Good. Now, when we ask questions in the future continuous, it makes what we're saying sound really formal. Okay? How long will you be staying, sir? Por eso pusimos usted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like an equivalent way of asking a question about someone's intentions in the future, hablando de usted.
Okay.
Okay?